Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Well, I've been waiting to say, and the stars are Spiegel and Holmes, Chicago.
Afternoons on the Score.
Use the play action to throw the ball down the field.
Can
puts himself in a good position to throw this ball.
Decided to run it as Jones. And another good run from Aaron Jones up to the 36 for him.
Sometimes when you can, and you hear that a lot in the NFL, you're canning, calling two plays in the huddle. One play, that one, for example, was a run to the right. Can run to the left. They're running away from the safety. The other way you can do it is you can from a run play to a pass play. If that safety rotates down into run defense, can, and that opens up your downfield throws that this offense has in their system.
And he was hot on.
I think he did it.
Cans.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
It was no big.
Okay?
It was full of cans.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Oh my God.
The amount of cultural references that Chris Tannehill can make and understand inside of a show, he really is an old soul.
You're saying that the kids might not know the can music that's playing in the background? It's possible.
If they do know the music,
then they felt it.
They should probably get their affairs in
order. I don't know.
Be right back, guys.
I know. Need a good will and testament lawyer on this side, too.
If you were... because the can-can, wasn't that... That goes back into the 1800s, doesn't it?
I don't know the answer to
that. The 1840s, Lawrence.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you, Alex.
So it's not like Tanny was alive.
Well, the first time I heard it is when Tributo became Offenbach. That's when I heard it for the first time.
It's just that Tanny's worldly. There's probably some movie that referenced the can that he's thinking of. I don't know.
That's what I mean. Yeah. You're very lucky to have someone that has that
depth
of knowledge of
my
cultural...
When my mom took me to see Speed in 1994 and the scene with the cans. And we both laughed at it, and I thought we were the only two people in the world who thought that was funny.
Man.
Until years later when I heard you and Mac play that on your show one time.
You know, because I was watching Speed on TV, and I realized how bad I thought it was, and I realized...
Not
I was,
watching TV on Speed.
No. I was hate-watching Speed, and then when that scene came up, I was like, cans, it was just cans. Like, just terrible.
I think you did it!
Cans!
It
was full of cans.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes. Oh my God. It was full of cans because it was a stroller that she hit with the bus, but there wasn't a baby. It was just full
spoiler
of
alert.
Spoiler alert. And the thing is that Keanu, I think, has seen a renaissance, especially
yes!
over like the last decade.
Big time.
It was probably his second most popular movie role, but he didn't do a great job acting in that movie.
No, I didn't think so. But then, but it's kind of come back around. And yeah, he's on Broadway right now, dude. He's in Waiting for Godot with the dude who played Ted. Both Bill and Ted from The Excellent Adventure are doing Waiting for Godot together on Broadway right now.
I love that they still have their relationship. And Keanu, everyone should try to be more like Keanu. I'm just saying that he didn't. It wasn't his best moment as an actor, even though the movie itself is fun and campy and all of that stuff.
Danny
trying to make a movie.
Danny said yesterday in the thread, "Wow, Brady's really full of cans." I even forgot that it was full of cans. It's always full of cans here. But I thought Brady was good yesterday.
Me too.
Right? We both thought, here, listen to him. This, he simply broke down what you want to do with a 2-minute offense. This was towards the end of the first half, and he's like, well, you got three objectives, and JJ had already accomplished, I think, two of them at the time. So this is Brady.
Plenty of time, right?
Plenty of time. And now that you're already in field goal range, now you're thinking touchdown. So I always thought about 2-minute situations three different ways. One, don't let the opponent touch the ball again for out. Two, get ourselves in scoring range, meaning field goal. Once you're in there, now we're thinking touchdown.
4-man run. McCarthy going deep. For it all. End zone. Intercepted. Nashawn Wright, who had a pick six against McCarthy in week one, with a terrific pick.
So we'll talk about Nashawn Wright and the pick in our next segment. But did
you? That's something that the broadcast team missed.
Agreed.
We will not. In the next segment, we will talk about it. But here's why I like what Tom did in that bite. We do it sometimes. We have guests that are really good at talking about the game at a granular level. And sometimes it can be overwhelming to the average fan of a team. What I like from Tom is that if you were an average fan of a team, if you're not someone that's, you know, you're not looking through the tape and seeing the breakdowns that Matt Bowen is doing, or when you're hearing Olin say slide protection, you're like, wait, what is he talking about? Like all this stuff. I thought that it was beautiful in its simplicity. It's these are the three things that I'm thinking about.
Yep.
And you know that those are just headings. Those are just headings. And then the subheadings for Tom Brady
are enormous.
They're plentiful and they're complicated. But here are three things to think about when you're watching your team play end of half football on what it should look like.
Yeah, no, totally agree. Just like the basics. All right, we got that. That was really nice and distilled. We've heard about quarterbacks needing to, you know, why they might be better in late games who are in no huddle. This is Brady talking about J.J. McCarthy and young quarterbacks in general in that regard.
What I do like about him is, again, the intensity, the competitiveness. You see that every game from him. Some of the physical traits he's got. He's got that fastball, which we always talk about. He's going to have to learn to develop the poise. And I think what I keep coming back to is sometimes I think you get in your own head and you overthink some things. Sometimes you got to play a little less. I don't want to say you don't think. That's the inappropriate way to do it. You think, but you think to a degree where it doesn't inhibit 17 different options on every play. You have one or two, and then you cut it loose with decisiveness, and that's where you see good plays being made.
So, thought that was interesting. It's not don't think. It's think less. Reduce your 17 options down to two. You know, I mean, that makes all the sense for me in the world. So you can still look at the one or two or perhaps three things, but not have the 17 get in your way during the course of a game for a young quarterback.
And it's a hard thing. I think it usually happens when you are confident in the things that you actually know.
Living in the know.
That's where if you're a quarterback, you can be like, okay, I know all this stuff now, so I don't have to go through like the Rolodex of things in my mind, and you can play a little bit more free. And it takes a while to get to that place. It takes rep after rep. Like, you know what's a great example of it, Speaks, is something that we talked about earlier in the show. That last week, when you're watching Caleb versus the Blitz and you're saying, hey man, just get the ball out to the Blitz side. The fact that a week later it is recognized and then used very well by Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams. Like, that's those are those little moments of growth where you go, all right, like that's adding to a piece of getting it overall.
I think that's a great point, and I love how Caleb was dealing with the blitz yesterday. Earlier we talked about Brian Flores and all the blitzing. And later this hour, we'll hear from Ben Johnson from today. Now that he has watched the tape, you'll hear from Ben talking about Caleb a little bit later. Brady dropped a lot of little things in there. Said, oh, that's a drift route. Oh, and that's a look route right there. Just little things like, you know, like that'll give us a shorthand. If we can start using it, you know, maybe it'll give us the shorthand to dissect things. But I thought this was great when he was talking about two different ways you can teach young quarterbacks. And he talks about how Ben Johnson is teaching Caleb.
Part of this offense with Ben Johnson is trying to get Caleb into the perfect play. The hard cadences kind of show the intention of the defense. And then the alert gets the offense into the best possible play. That's obviously the goal. It doesn't always in terms of execution, but it gives you a great place to start. And when you start mentoring your quarterback that way from a young age, the quarterback begins to take ownership of, okay, coach, I always want to be in the perfect play as well. What are the mechanics we need to do to use in order to do that?
Third down, firing corner of the end zone, and it's incomplete. Colston Loveland, the intended receiver, but he was never open.
Yeah, over the course of my career, you would call our offense a perfect play type of offense. Sometimes there's another system where it's called a call and run it, where they basically give you one play, and a lot of West Coast systems are like that. Just call the play, I give you and execute it. There's more perfect play offenses where you get two plays in the huddle, sometimes three, and it's up to the quarterback's discretion to get you into which of those plays you think is going to be best on that particular play.
Man, so I don't know if I realized that was still the case, that some West Coast offenses, and I want to ask Tom which ones do it, which coaches are doing it this way, just give you a play. I'm guessing Shanahan and Purdy? Like, here you go, here's your play. I don't know. But what Ben's doing, which is what McDaniels and Belichick did with Tom, is here's two or maybe even three, and then let's pick the perfect one. And eventually the quarterback thinks like you. That feels, like if you have the time, that feels more beneficial to the process, doesn't it?
It's so funny that you said that, because that's exactly what I wrote down. Start thinking like you. That Caleb in those moments is going to be like, I wonder why Ben wanted to change to this play. And then if he sees it have success, or if he sees like, oh, okay, this safety rolled at the last second, or was going to roll at the last second, and Ben knew that, and that's why he wanted us to get out of that play. This is why he had these two plays that were called. That symbiosis between play caller and quarterback, you need them. You have to have it so that you can grow as a group. And that way, Caleb can be like, oh, well, here's what I saw on that play too. Because you want to take the feedback from the guy that's actually under fire on the field so that you understand how his brain works. And both guys end up hopefully meshing together with how they view the game.
Don't you think we saw that symbiosis at the end of the Cincinnati game when Ben said we were hunting a coverage the whole time? And Caleb was like, yep, we found that coverage we were hunting. So they probably switched to that play from the two or the three that they had once they saw that coverage.
And it's a small thing, but it shows the depth, I think, of their growing relationship. You're hearing Ben Johnson's words out of Caleb's mouth.
Yes, sir.
And that means that he is buying in and listening and adopting some of this stuff as his own. And I can't think of a better way for it to morph into a really good relationship than that. When you in any type of leader, like mentor mentee type way, when you start hearing the mentee talk like the mentor, maybe something is clicked, and they're starting to see things in a way that the mentor would want them to.
I thought DeAndre Swift ran really hard and really directly yesterday and was breaking arm tackles, and I loved it.
Oh, so now you're back on the DeAndre Swift bandwagon.
I don't think you'll let me. I think, you know, there's certain things I'm just not allowed to do. But Tom Brady wanted to give DeAndre Swift an award yesterday.
Every game that I broadcast, I award the LFG Player of the Game to that one player who makes me say, let's go.
Congratulations, DeAndre Swift, today's LFG Player of the Game. What a game. Came all the way down to the end. As a lot of these games have, how do you guys constantly find ways to come back and win?
Just staying poised, just staying poised. Special teams came through big for us at the right moment. We talked about it all week. Special teams needed to give us a game-changing play, and they did at the right moment.
Absolutely, and you guys were so efficient today, running the ball effective, really since the bye week. You guys came out, and all your stats now are top of the league in terms of how you guys are running the ball. How did you guys find today in your ability to dominate the line of scrimmage and maintain all those incredible stats you guys have put up the last 6 weeks?
Just everybody being on their details. We knew we was close. It wasn't what we wanted to be early on in the season. But like you said, after the bye, everybody started clicking. O-line, perimeter blocking. They turned 8-yard gauge into explosive. So I feel like we did a good job today against a great opponent over there, sticking with it.
Yeah, you have such a distinct running style. Today, you were just hitting that thing so downhill, as hard as you can, running with so much authority. You guys are winning so many of these games. Obviously, there's a lot to improve on. What are the areas that you guys still want to get better as you're kind of marching toward the playoffs?
I feel like, personally, we've been in too many close games. When defense playing like that, we got to go ahead and capitalize off turnovers and go ahead and dominate for four quarters.
Yeah, that's where you got to get to. But listen, enjoy it today. Enjoy the flight home. Congratulations. Great win. Keep it up, man. You're doing great.
I had no idea that was a thing. Did Tom Brady?
I didn't either.
The LFG award? McCaskies would not approve.
Well, as long as you bleep it, they're good with it.
I don't know.
But he's right. Like, I'm looking at my game notes right now, and I usually will put in bold, like, big plays as I'm charting the game. So this is after the Vikings go down the field. Mason has that really great 16-yard run. Justin Jefferson kicks Byard out of the club to spring him for a touchdown. Then the next drive, Swift 9 yards. Swift 11 yards up the middle. Swift 9 yards. Mm-hmm. Swift 1 yard gets a first down.
Yep.
And then him picking up 6 yards off of the left side, like into that what was you were hoping was going to be a really, really important possession. The idea that they could go to him play after play after play and get positive yards. Now, they end up missing the field goal after that, and there was a tackle for loss the second time that we saw Tyson Bagent come out and be in a formation yesterday.
I hated that. I hated more window dressing with Bagent. I was like, use another body. If you're going to run it there, go ahead and give me another tight end. Or give me – Ozzie Trapillo had 10 plays yesterday. Like, go ahead and give me power in that moment. I didn't need more window dressing. But – All right, there was one other thing from the broadcast that I liked and you thought was bad, I believe, Lawrence. You thought it was cheesy. Well, screw you. I thought it was hilarious.
Swift gets it again. Big.
What? Oh.
Well, if you're a Bears fan, look, in recent memory, you haven't had a ton to cheer about, but life's been good. You know, the beam, oh. Chicago, you get it, what we're showing you here. 6-3 is their best start since 2018, so you love that. How about total yards per game? That's the most since 1983. And then they're running the football, which is what Ben Johnson does. 147 yards per game. That's second best in the league. They're scoring 9 more points a game than they did last year. I mean, that is a monumental improvement. None on the board so far today.
Come on, man. Life's been good. It made me think of Joe Walsh, and I smiled, and I thought it was adorable. And the bean
That's
was
bad.
There.
That's bad.
Come on.
I will give Fox credit, though. Love them throwing kick push by Lupe Fiasco out there. Thought that was great. They were very territorial. Like, you got a little Prince when Minnesota did well. You got Chicago artists like Lupe and Fall Out Boy when the Bears did well. I was hoping that if Minnesota did well that they would go to break with an atmosphere track, but we didn't get that, so...
My Maserati does 185. doing.
Well, if you're a Bears fan, look, in recent memory, you haven't had a ton to cheer about, but life's been good. You know?
Oh.
Yeah.
That deserved a rim shot, but that's okay.
Now I don't drive. Come on, man. Burkhardt had a rough day, though.
Yeah, he wasn't quite on it yesterday. They missed some stuff. And one of the things that they missed was a really touching moment. And ordinarily, especially with that team, considering who they've got on the sidelines, they are usually all over stories like that. It's a tragic and beautiful story that we are going to get into and has to do with Nashawn Wright. We'll explain next on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
McCarthy going deep for it all. End zone intercepted. Nashawn Wright, who had a pick six against McCarthy in week one, with a terrific pick.
Well, Redford all in one play. And from up here, it looked like a decent throw, but the length and the size of Nashawn Wright going up over Addison just covers him up so easily. What a high point.
Wow.
You don't see that from defensive backs much, going up over the top and making those plays. McCarthy wasn't expecting it. Frustrating to move all the way down into scoring range and then giving it up.
So, a big-time play. So, Wright got him for the pick six in week one. He's got four interceptions now. And again, he's playing because of the injury to Jalen Johnson. What a job.
Highlights courtesy of Fox. And it seemed like they may have, I'm sure it's in, was in their notes.
You think so?
Yeah. I feel like the excitement of the moment probably was just, they weren't thinking about the overall thing. They were thinking about the play itself and how great it was and how big a play it was. And Ben Johnson, after the game, talked about how that play was huge for them. But the other part of that story is heartbreaking, it's infuriating, and it's also hopeful because it shows the power of coaching and mentorship and how family can be defined by other things than DNA.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And I look forward to us diving into it and hearing Nashawn Wright talk about it. But let me say this about the broadcast. As a guy who's done 3 years of podcast with play-by-play people, the PBP Voices of Baseball, some of those people have also done football. And I've had plenty of conversations with Joe Davis, with Jason Benetti, with others who do NFL games. Tom McCarthy does NFL games. And I'm telling you, Joe Davis would have known what that moment was and described it in real time. Telling you that for a fact, because I've heard him do it before, and because he loves storytelling and he loves the personal stuff. And if Burkhard doesn't have it and doesn't know it, as we all knew exactly what that was as we were watching that, as Burkhard doesn't have it, Tom Rinaldi should have it. Aaron Andrews should have it, and they should go back to it at some point. Maybe it was on the table and they ran out of time. I don't know. But that is a whiff of a beautiful moment to share in real time. And I'm glad we got all of the context later and we can do it, but I think that's a big whiff by Fox for me.
Yeah, in the moment, and you see him drop to his knees, and there are obviously players that will give credit to God, that will pray when they reach the end zone. Like, that's not that weird, but you just kind of knew that with Wright that this had to do with what seems to be a senseless murder of his surrogate father. John Beam, the coach that a lot of people know from Last Chance U. And hearing him describe it, and it was, I think it's difficult for anyone who has lost anyone, but especially those who have had a coach that did more. You know, like, we've all had great coaches. I've been lucky to have incredible coaches, and that goes to teachers as well, mentors that have shaped our lives in ways that you don't necessarily expect from people who are outside of your family. You know, like, you know that for the most part, those people are going to be on your side. But when you get a special coach who sees something, a special teacher, a special mentor that sees something in you and then works hard to bring that out of you and is there for you no matter what, that's a really beautiful relationship. And it seems like it wasn't just Nashawn. It was his brother. It was other players, other athletes who interacted with John Beam throughout their lives that he played a significant role in helping to build people back up. And with Nashawn in particular, he and his brother are dealing with the murder of their father.
Yeah.
And Beam, according to Wright, like, was the guy that got him out of bed help him work through some of that. So why don't we hear from Nashawn Wright about how he felt about John Beam and what that moment was like yesterday as he intercepts the ball and he looks to the heavens.
He meant the world to me. When my dad was killed, he came to my house and got me out of bed. And someone I can confide in, someone that I love dearly. We talk once a week easily. Really at loss for words.
When did your father pass?
My dad was killed in 2017. Beam stepped in as a father figure, a father role. He did a lot for me and my brother, my family. He's been there every step of the way, and it won't stop. I gained an angel, so for sure.
And you saw in that moment, Lawrence, when he makes that incredible interception and he goes down to one knee, which, as you say, was not a typical, you know, just prayer moment. He's thinking about his guy. Brisker and Byard join him on a knee. His teammates go over there. They knew what it was for. Dan Wiederer wrote a beautiful piece in The Athletic about the entire moment and the situation. Brisker said he got chills in that moment. He was emotional for Nashawn. You see Al Harris, and maybe you saw it later, but Al Harris there on the sidelines waiting for Nashawn to give him this huge hug. And we find out in that article, Al Harris called Nashawn almost hourly the last 3 days checking on him, making sure he was doing all right. Like, there was so much there. Deshaun was a temporary captain this week. Yes, because it's back at Minnesota, but I'm sure in part because of everything he's dealing with. And Ben Johnson talked about it after the game. Like, all this stuff is swirling, and Deshaun had posted about it on social media. So it was a beautiful layered moment that we knew. I'm thankful that we were, what did Grody call it, in town wise? Not out of town, yeah. Stupid. We were in town wise to know the layers in real time.
Shout out to the Bears beat, too, because I think everyone did a wonderful job of kind of telling the story from their own point of view. You mentioned Weedsy, the Courtney Cronin's piece that she wrote about it, where you get into the details of him being in touch with John Beam. John Beam and him walking the magnificent mile.
The weekend of the Saints game, Beam came to the Saints game because Deshaun's little brother plays for the Saints. So they went to dinner on Saturday night and on Sunday night after the game, the two brothers and Beam, and walked the mile so he could get all his steps in. He got all his steps in walking the mag mile for hours.
It's beautiful, and we ask these guys to function under sometimes horrific circumstances. Most of them we don't know, right? And this is one of the things that teams will get frustrated with us because we don't sometimes know the backstory of what's going on with a guy. But in this case, everyone knew what was going on. And it seems like from the reporting on this and what guys were willing to say after the game, it seems like everyone rallied. Everyone in that room, in the DB room, rallied. This is another, by the way, example of Kevin Byard as a leader, a guy that understands that I want to make sure that this guy is okay. Jaquan Brisker stepping up and being like, hey, this is a guy that I want to put my arm around in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the moments that you need, even if you don't express it. There are a lot of times when you're going through something and you don't necessarily want to express that you might need support. And to see those guys give their support so willingly, it's beautiful. And it's, unfortunately, it's a tragic circumstance that illustrates what Deshaun has clearly learned from his experience with John Beam. Is that family kind of comes in a lot of different forms. And for him to find it inside of his own DB room and with his head coach and with his position coach and all of that stuff where they understood what the relationship was with John Beam and they circled him, you know, like they put a force field around him where he gets to have this moment that's great for the Bears, but also a moment where he gets an opportunity to reflect and pay tribute on the biggest stage for a guy that helped him get to that place.
Let me also say that interception was a beautiful example of defensive back Guagi. The go up and get it by Deshaun Wright.
Guagi, go up and get it, guy.
I mean, my goodness, like the full extension of his entire height, and he's very tall, the high point, like just everything. It's his maneuver to get it, fend off defenders, complete the catch, amazing. One texter says, Deshaun should have gotten a game ball over that blowhard Kevin Warren. That is a texter to the show. That is not.
I think that you could also just give everyone that you want to give a game
another
ball
one.
To.
You probably can.
You don't have to exclude anyone to give more people a game ball.
Perhaps.
Kevin Warren, we win!
The goal is to make sure that we have shovels in the ground in 2025, and I'm confident that will happen.
Ad-libs make me laugh every time.
A breaking news on the score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. The Washington Commanders have signed kicker Jake Moody off of the Bears practice squad. The Jake Moody era in Chicago is over.
Well, we kind of figured that this was going to happen, right? Like you put making big kicks in pressure moments on tape. You're not going to live on someone's practice squad forever. Like, kicking is at a premium right now,
mm-hmm.
and you want to make sure that you can get one. So I didn't think the Bears are going to be able to hide him forever, which is why I was wondering if that meant that they were going to move on from Cairo. But Cairo has been really good for them, and he obviously came up clutch yesterday.
And he's a captain. Cairo's a captain.
And he's a captain. So
you know, but what was your
happy
favorite?
For Jake Moody, because that guy been trying to rebuild his career for a couple years now. So I'm happy that he's getting an opportunity to be on someone's 53.
What was your favorite moment of the Jake Moody era? Obviously, like the game-winning field goal. But bigger for me, perhaps, is when he took off, when he did the interview after the game, and I realized he had awkward serial killer vibes. He just had really.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the fact that that guy was so locked in that it was a little scary. Like, and because you know, kickers are interesting.
Yes, Mike Tomlin. That's what it seemed like. Kickers are interesting. Yeah, that guy, he seemed interesting. A little awkward.
No, I'm saying, like, as a whole, like, kickers are interesting, and they get to, if you're good enough, you get to live in a space where you're a little quirky. In some cases, you can be a little mouthy. Like, there are a lot of people who didn't like Robbie Gould being as vocal as he was about things, but he had been around for forever, and he was an excellent kicker. So if he was like connective tissue to a couple of different Bears teams. So that some guys, they lean into the weird mm-hmm. and the weirdness of being a kicker, but I dig it. I love to see stories like that. I'm glad that Jake Moody is going to get an opportunity to continue to live out his dreams, although he is going to a team that's not very good. He might have an opportunity to make them better.
Our guy Alex Kuhn correctly points out the calm that can overcome you when you hear Ben Johnson discuss Caleb Williams' game on tape. He doesn't do it after the game. He says, I got to watch the tape. Today, Monday, Ben Johnson addressed the media and told us how we thought Caleb played. You'll hear that next on Spiegel & Holmes right here on the screen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Nationwide is so much more than a great insurance company. They're one of America's largest financial services companies. Like how I'm more than just Peyton Manning. I'm also Motivating Manning, and you too can be so much more.
Nationwide Investment Services Corporation, member FINRA, Columbus, Ohio.
Blitz is coming. Williams gets rid of it here, and Adunze diving in for a great catch. And he gets up now, not touched, and he surges forward.
45. How did that turn into 17 yards?
He lays out at 6, gains 17. Look at this effort.
That's who we want to be. That's who we want to be all the time. I felt it a number of times so far this year. I think that's what the great offenses do, is they play through the whistle. And to be honest with you, I don't know that you see it enough around this league. I think it's an edge for us.
That's Ben Johnson talking a little bit about his quarterback. It's the Spiegel and Holmes show. We got you until 6 o'clock here on The Score, talking about the first place Bears, the alone in first place Bears, the comeback kids or cardiac Bears, because it kind of sounds like Kodiak mob. Bears, maybe?
Had the mob in there. I always think of Gary Barnett's Northwestern Wildcats as the Cardiac Cats, and then that's kind of been co-opted through the decades for any Northwestern come-from-behind win under any coach. Like, it wasn't just
Fitz. The Cardiac Cats!
Yeah, exactly. So now, Cardiac Bears? Kodiak Bears. I don't know.
And the last thing, the most important piece, is we're going to take the North.
Yep, take the North.
And
never give it back.
They've got
That's
the North.
That's very important.
They've got the North right now. They've got it. That's why that podcast is going to be called Took the North this week, because they done did it.
Hey, they do have the North right now. Like, look, I don't want to get ahead of too many things. I'm just going to say this. I'm going to throw it out there, and if you don't like it, you can throw it right back. The Bears control their destiny.
Oh, that's true. No, that's undeniably true.
Forget about the in the hunt graphic, Speaks.
Oh, I know. They're in the actual playoff graphic.
That and is... now it's change where they're hosting a game.
Yeah.
In the playoffs, if the playoffs started today.
The Chicago Bears are indeed doing that, even though the quarterback is still a mixed bag. Right now, his completion percentage is under 60%. It is 31st in the NFL at 59%. But what kind of game did he play yesterday? After the game, Ben Johnson said, I don't know, I got to watch the tape. And I love that he does that.
Me
it's
too.
It's a very difficult thing. And it's a reminder for us to take a moment to pause, even though we might think, and you, the listener, might think, you know whether a guy was good or not. Now let's hear the coach, after the tape, give you his assessment of the quarterback.
The best thing he did, like you just said, Pat, was he kept the ball out of harm's way. He did a great job protecting that football. I can't say enough good things about their defense in terms of how they create turnovers. I mean, they all these forced fumbles, it's by design. You know, it's very deliberate by them. I thought our whole crew did a great job taking care of that football. And then Caleb, in particular, did a good job throwing the ball away when things weren't present. And so that was good to see. I would agree with you. You know, we sat and we watched the tape, and we had a couple opportunities there to really get some big plays potentially down the field, and we didn't capitalize on those. Those are a couple that he'd like to have back, but I thought all in all, I thought he played a pretty solid football game.
Pretty solid football game, all in all, from the head coach. What do you think, Lawrence?
I would agree. I mean, I think there are some people that want to see it look a little bit different and look better, look cleaner, and I get that. I just think that there are going to be some weekends and some games where you do have to win it a little bit uglier, and that's what it is. Like, I hate that the Bears have to come back all the time too, but I love the fact that they actually are coming back in these games.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at both quarterbacks. Had Minnesota hung on, if you don't get the Duvernay kickoff return that sets up the Santos field goal, how are people talking about J.J. McCarthy today? They're probably talking about him yet again leading a fourth quarter rally to beat the Bears. It wasn't pretty.
Right.
Like, you know, you look at Caleb's line, like, it doesn't look good, but what does look good is a W next to the Bears and them being in first place by themselves.
Ben talked about the deep ball misses, and we'll get to that, I think, tomorrow, you know, because I want to talk about it. They're off tomorrow. Tuesday is always a good day where we can dive in a little bit, because I had some thoughts.
Yeah, Speegs is champing at the bit
I am.
To get into a conversation about whether the quarterback
is good.
Yeah, it's, well, we don't have to be definitive to even tomorrow when we do it. But anyway, here's Ben from today on running the ball during the final drive as opposed to passing the ball. Some of were saying that he doesn't trust Caleb out there, but here's what Ben had to say about it.
It changes pretty quickly there, the dynamic of the game when, you know, you're going to have about 50 seconds and three timeouts and you get a kick return like that. And so we were right on the fringe of where we felt comfortable with Cairo. And we know every 5 yards from there on out is a huge deal in terms of the make percentage. But our guys up front, they did a nice job getting us 9 yards. We needed all 9 of those 9 yards to feel really good about the spot that we were in. Had we been able to get the first down there, then, you know, maybe we can run it a couple more times and get even a little bit closer. But, I think we handled the situation really well. I have a lot of confidence in those guys. I thought in the second half we did create some running lanes, and our backs took advantage of that. So we felt comfortable running it in that situation.
Yeah, you know, I always want to get a little bit closer. And there's going to come a time where you're going to want to throw that pass for 10 yards or 15 yards and make it a 30-something yard field goal. But indoors, Cairo in the 40s, and you ensure that the clock runs without an incompletion to stop the clock. I'm totally cool with it on that final drive.
Me too. You did what you had to do to win the game. And that's cool. That's what's up. That's the way that it's supposed to be. But I'm with you on having a coach that, and we've talked about it like every week over the last like 2 months. I'm with you on having a coach that says, I'm going to go look at the tape before I give you an opinion. And that's responsible of him. It's not letting the emotion of the moment completely sway you. And it's like, all right, now I can have a concrete look at this.
And it lets him figure out exactly what message he wants to send. I mean, he might want to be more critical. Maybe he's more critical than that in private, but publicly he's doing what he can to make sure that he's got his quarterback in a good spot. I dig it.
Let's talk with Adam Hogue. You want to do that?
Yeah, man. I do. I love Adam. I think Adam does great work at CHGO. He's done great work everywhere he's been, and he's a score guy. He's a long ago score guy, but it still feels like a score guy to me.
Sure is. Let's get his thoughts on all of these different topics, and let's keep talking about this. The Bears are in first place in the NFC North. We'll continue our coverage with Adam Hogue next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see Rates and Fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.